Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos. Today is Erev Rosh Hashanah, and I'm coming at you live from Gan Yonina. We are in the 11th parak, and we're going to be learning Mishnayos Aleph and Beis. The Mishnah now turns to talk about metal kalim. Until now, we've been talking primarily about kli cheres, but metal kalim have the ability to become tameh. The Mishnah states, klei matchos, let's say you're dealing with metal utensils, subshuteyam umekableyam tameyam. If they have a base kibul, if they have a place to hold things, or even if they don't, if it's just flat, it's able to become tamei. Nishbaru, if they break, so then taru, they become tar. Chazar ve'asam em kelim chazar l'tumasam hayishana. But if you refashion a kli out of it, so now we have a unique situation whereby it returns to its previous state of toba. In other words, the metal, does, as soon as it's formed into a kli, it can become re-tamei again. It doesn't have to come into context with a new tuma. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, lo l'chol tuma, elo tuma sanefesh. It doesn't return to all different tumos. Chazal were gozer on kli matchos to go back to their old tuma because we were worried about the responsibility of things that had to have para aduma water put on them. But that's, of course, only true for Tumas Meis. That's not true for the other types of Tumas. And so, therefore, Rav Shimon Gamliel is of the opinion that it's only Tumas Meis that a refashioned metal kli would have to go ahead and have its Tumah come back to it. That's a din derabanan for that situation. Of course, we don't paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel. The din derabanan extends to all Tumas. The second Mishnah continues and says, "Kol kli matchos sheyesh lo shem bifnei atzmo." Whenever you have a metal kli that's known by its particular name, so then tamei. Then it becomes tamei, whether it has a base kibul or not, whether it has a place to hold something or not. And so there, chutz says the Mishnah, min adelos u min anego min manul v'aposa shetachas atzir, except for the door bolt, the lock, the socket under the pivot of a door. Any of these things which are normally made out of metal that do have a private name for themselves, these things don't necessarily become tamei in such a situation. The pivot, the beam, and the pipe, since those things are made to be attached to the ground. And since they are meant to be attached to the ground, something that's attached and meant to be attached to the ground is like to the ground. The ground doesn't become tummy, so these items don't become tummy either, even though it violates the rule of having a metal kli that has a name by itself. Okay, we'll stop here, and Be'ezras Hashem, we'll continue into the next year. Let me take the opportunity to wish you and your loved ones a ksiva v'chasima tova, akut kebench dior, a year of learning, of success, of growth, of spirituality, of spiritual growth, a year of refuah shleima min hashamayim to everybody who needs it, and to for the rest of us never to need refuah sanefesh and refuah saguf. And may HaKadosh Baruch Hu make this upcoming year a year that we will be able to inhale l'shof tishaf tavshin aleph pei. We should be able to inhale the ruach Hashem and make it part of that which is inside of us. Everyone have a terrific, incredible, amazing day and year.